Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Tonight on the show, Ken Hildebrand from the Information Nation. Looking forward to having him on. And Ken, there's some breaking news here. We'll get right into it. I know you're very much concerned about this story, as I know all of my listeners are as well. This is probably the top story going on right now. Forget anything else, folks. This is very important. The Boy Scouts of America votes to end century-old ban on gay scouts. That's right, I repeat. The Boy Scouts of America have not banned gays any longer, and this is just breaking from Grapevine, Texas. From the Grapevine. Or Grapevine, Texas. Ken, I know you're very concerned about this. Your comments.
No, I think we ought to have a congressional investigation into this. You know, maybe an independent counsel.
Yes.
And really dig deep into this, because somebody must have been doing something. Maybe the IRS, you know, had some files on the Boy Scouts, or DOJ tapped their phones. You know, that stuff's not important, but the Boy Scouts, I mean, that is definitely
important. I have a feeling, Ken, and this is just a suspicion of mine, but I have a feeling that part of the reason why the ambassador was not saved in Benghazi is because of a lack of gay Boy Scouts in the military.
That could very well be that, you know, that's the government does strange stuff, Bob. You know, you can never rule out anything that happens in the entire universe without first looking at our government for doing something relatively stupid. And I have a whole bunch of stupid stuff for you if you want to hear, and it's basically about spending.
Give me a taste of what you want to cover tonight with the Information Nation, Ken.
Well, you know, we're into the sequester thing. And, you know, they don't have money to keep the government running. We can't have air traffic controllers or the rest of it. But we have $536,526 to study smoking cessation among the lesbian, gay, bisexual community.
It's very important.
Yes, it is. We also have $434,000 in stimulus to help Latin middle schoolers resist sex-created jobs.
Well, what's $434,000 when you have Latin middle schoolers seeking out sex-related jobs, Ken? I mean,
well,
it's chump change.
Yeah, and we've got another $287,967, a federal study developing a virtual woman who will agree to some sexual activities and refuse others with drunk men.
I think this will really cut down on the numbers of rapes we see in the country, and I think this is a great initiative. And I think instead of 200 or whatever thousand, perhaps we should invest more into this. I mean, this could be a great deterrent for a lot of crimes.
And, Bob, do you like mangoes?
I like mangoes. I know a lot of people are allergic to mangoes. And by the way, you're not allergic to the mango themselves. You're allergic to the skin of the mango anyways. So, yeah, what about them?
Well, there's $30 million that this government is spending to help Pakistani mango farmers.
Well, after all the drone attacks in Pakistan and all the other problems they've had there, I think that's very important. I know mangoes are a big part of the resources there, and perhaps they can apply some of the research on mangoes to the growing of poppy seeds. That's Afghanistan. All right, Ken, we got to take a quick break, and we'll come back with more talk on the sequester and so much else.
The Bob Tuscan Show. Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com. To see photos and for more information, again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All of the aforementioned issues are received in quite a large amount of funding, and rightfully so. What else is getting the funding that it deserves, Ken?
Well, the stimulus spent $152,000 to get lesbians ready for adoptive parenthood.
Lesbians ready for adoption. Hmm.
Well, so they can adopt children, you know, and they've got this thing. They looked into 50 lesbian couples to make sure that they were prepared for the adoption experience and to find out about their adoption experience.
Well, that's important, I guess. I mean, I don't know. Interesting.
Well, you know, as we go down the list here, the Fed spent $160,000 to study yoga as a treatment for schizophrenia in India. Now,
Schizophrenics in India, or they studied it in India?
Well, it's the federal government spent more than $160,000 to test yoga as a treatment for schizophrenia in New Delhi, India. The project entitled, now you love these words that they come up with, the impact of yoga supplementation for cognitive function among Indian outpatients is being funded by the National Institute of Health. The grant justifies basing the study in India because there are twice as many cases of schizophrenia than in the United States. Well, they've got four times the population that we have.
Yeah, you think?
Now, you know, you can look at this stuff and you can say, hey, you know, all right, $160,000, what's that going to do? You know, but when you start adding these things up, I mean, we're talking a piece of change here. Now, probably one of the most ludicrous ones that I found, the Interior Department spent $172,150 to train fish to recognize and avoid predators. Yeah, I thought that'd knock you right off your chair.
I didn't even know what to say. Folks, yeah. We're still here. That was not dead air. That was just a lack of me coming up with a comeback to this. So repeat that again for the sake of absurdity here.
The Interior Department spends $472,150 to train fish to recognize and avoid predators. The object of the proposed project is to determine if training increases bony tail and razorback suckers' survival when exposed to predators. I think the only suckers here are the American people, because, I mean, come on, what are you going to do? Tell the fish, hey, man, if that guy's eating your neighbor, run. You know, come on, you're talking to fish. Who cares? You know, what are they going to do next? Teach them how to avoid a hook when you go fishing?
Yeah. Are these things that people apply for with grant money and that kind of thing?
Yeah, these. This one here, let's see where in the heck it came from. Well, it came from the Department of the Interior. And Bureau of Reclamation Assistance Agreement with the Arizona Game and Fish Department, tasked with investigating the potential for training bony tail and razorback suckers to recognize and avoid predators. These are little bitty fish. They're not like some gigantic whale or a dolphin or anything. These are kind of like, you know, not more than a minnow. So I saw this one. I had the same response that you did. I looked at it and went, huh? Because it just blew me right out of my chair.
Right, so while they're spending money on all of this, what are they not spending money on? That's the real question. And after all, whose money is this? Is this our money? And then, you know, obviously we say all of this in mind with the idea that money is being printed out of thin air by a fractional reserve banking cartel and is, well, pretty fraudulent from the get-go. So we have this debt compounded by the taxation of the debt, and then the misspending on this stuff and the neglect of other more important stuff.
Yeah, I can understand, you know, training these razorback and bony tail suckers, you know, these little bitty fish, and the heck with the people flying in airplanes who don't have air traffic controllers in the towers because of sequestration. You know, mm-hmm. they complain about sequestration, but when you start to look into what this government spends money on, I'm looking at it and say, you know, if you got rid of this dumb stuff, you know, sequestration wouldn't be a problem. Matter of fact, we'd have maybe a dollar or two left over for, you know, a order of fries or a cup of coffee or something.
And what about the Washington White House tours?
Yeah, you know, that has really ticked me off with that, because that house belongs to the American people. And, you know, schools plan schedules and they go out, you know, to Washington, and they want the kids to go through the White House on the tours. People go to Washington on vacation. Why, I don't know, but they want to see all the monuments and they want to see the White House. And they've eliminated the tours, in essence, locking the American people out of their own house. And that annoys me. That really annoys me, because that house belongs to us. It does not belong to Obama. It belongs to us. All he is the carekeeper, the resident there. But when you get right down to it, that house belongs to you and me and all the listeners out there. That's our house.
Yeah.
And they've stolen the money from us to begin with. I mean, here's another good example. Health and Human Services doles out the second round of $1 billion innovation awards, but can't say what the savings they've seen from the first round. And what that basically is they've granted some money out there so they can find out how to lower the cost by improving the quality of care and health care. This is Health and Human Services. So basically, how can they cut money out of Obamacare? They've spent almost $1 billion in round one. And when they were asked, you know, well, what have you got so far? They said, well, nothing. And now they awarded another $1 billion. So that's $2 billion right there. I think we could have opened the White House out for, what, a year with that money and still had money left over? So
there are people who are hungry.
Yes. There are people who are homeless. There are people that are hungry. There are people who go to a local clinic if they can get there. There are disabled veterans. And we're spending money on this kind of... this kind of junk.
You're a veteran, right, Ken?
Yes, I am.
And what kind of treatment do you get when you go to the VA?
Well, I don't get too much. I don't have too much of a problem with the VA because I'm not. I mean, I haven't lost a limb or an eye or anything. Yeah. Mine is related to Vietnam and Agent Orange. And from that, I've gotten diabetes, heart disease, and a few other nice little things that went along with that package. The people there, I have to give them this much. The majority of the people that I've had to deal with so far, the doctors, the nurses, even the staff, are pretty darn decent people, and they're trying their best on a limited budget.
That's my point in bringing it up. The budget's not there. And rather than treat you guys to the degree that you deserve to be treated, they cut corners.
Oh, yeah, I know. They cut corners tremendously. When I tried to increase my disability with them because of the heart disease, because it's gone now to the point where I've got atrial fibrillation, which for those who do not know, your heart does not beat at a regular beat all the time. Sometimes it skips a beat. Sometimes what happens is the top part of your heart is beating and the bottom of the heart is fluttering. And I've been trying to deal with this for the last 6-8 months, and I spent time in the VA hospital. They won't even cover my medication to keep my heart beating because of this atrial fibrillation. So I'm paying out of pocket for that. Not a lot, but I pay a copay on that. But the thing is, they don't have the people, they don't have the resources. And like I say, they're doing the best that they can on what they've got. And I understand there are a lot of veterans out there who've come back from Iraq and Afghanistan, Vietnam, wherever, that are in a lot worse shape than I am. I mean, you've got people missing legs, missing arms, missing these burns. It's a nightmare down there. But the hospital, when I was in the hospital, I had excellent treatment from the staff there. But like I say, they're overworked, they're underpaid, and they try the best that they can with what they've got.
Sure, it's not the people's fault that are involved. You can't blame it on them. You mentioned you have some diabetes issues.
Yep.
Which is pretty common these days. Just today, Ken, you might find this interesting. Fish body oil may reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes. A new study shows that fish body oil supplements modestly increase amounts of a hormone associated with lower risk of type 2 diabetes and heart disease.
That's great. Does that work after you've got it, or does it keep you from getting it? That's the difference with that,
Well, this study only looked at preemptive measures, but I would imagine it helps after the fact. Can't hurt.
In some cases, Bob, it's great as a preemptive.
Yeah.
Once you've contracted it, now what do you do?
Come on, stop being such a curmudgeon. I tell you something positive, and you have to give me this negative response? Jeez.
All right, I'll pick you up here. They spent $765,828 for pancakes. Is that
I feel so much better. What are these, blueberry pancakes, chocolate chip?
Well, it went to the Anacostia Economic Development Corporation to build an International House of Pancakes franchise and train the workers in underserved communities.
Tell me you're making this up.
No, I'm not making this up. So, I just want you to know, so you'll be able to get pancakes probably wherever you go now.
That's good to know. Put it on my tab, all right?
I most certainly will.
Thank you, Matt. I pay a tremendous amount of tax dollars because I'm in the 1%. So I have no problem with this.
The bottom 1%.
The bottom 1%. It's been probably...
But you want the whole $765,000, or do you just want a buck or two?
I'll spend a couple dollars out of that. Folks, when we come back, more with Ken Hildebrand from the Information Nation. Stand by.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83, right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
So very Taro got interrupted today by a pink activist. I don't know if this was today or when this was exactly. He was going to talk. The lady got up and said, "Commander in Chief, you can close Guantanamo." And they have a little bit of an exchange here. Should I play the clip, Ken, now?
Oh,
yeah. Interesting.
You know, it's. Most of the time, or I would say this is the first time I've ever seen him leave a heckler in the crowd. Normally, you know, the Secret Service have dragged them off to Guantanamo and dumped them in the bay or whatever. But for some reason, he let this woman just talk on, and she interrupted him several times when he was talking today. So I don't know what the heck the story is. I don't know, maybe it's one of his supporters that gave a lot of money to his campaign. Who knows?
Well, the left, the so-called anti-war movement, was really burned, and they should have been. I mean, we knew better, but these people said, "Oh, this is hope, this is change, this is for war." I mean, forward, and they were totally duped, and they supported the guy. And now, after the fact, after the second time around, they realized this is all a bunch of smoke and mirrors.
Oh yeah. I'll give you another smoke and mirror. This relates a little bit to it. You know, the all of this stuff about the IRS targeting the Tea Party and all the conservative people. Well, here's something interesting, and I'm willing to bet that people don't really know this. And Sarah Hall Ingram serves the commissioner for the office responsible for tax-exempt organizations between 2009 and 2012. But Ingram has since left that part of the IRS and is now the director of the IRS Affordability Care Act Office, or Obamacare. So she's in charge of the IRS section of Obamacare. While all of this stuff looking into the conservative organizations looking for tax-exempt status was going on, she was in charge of that. And I haven't seen her giving testimony. Maybe... this whole administration is driving me crazy because they take people that are high up and they just relocate them somewhere else, and then they find a janitor and they pin everything on him. And I think the left is starting to wake up to this. Could be. Who knows? They supported him. Even the lamestream media is starting to wake up to all of this stuff.
In what respect?
Well, believe it or not, what's his name? Chris Matthews, Mr. I've Got a Tingle Up and Down My Leg. Mm. Even he's ticked off at Obama because he had said some stuff the other night. Piers Morgan is calling this a tyrannical government. Piers Morgan, Mr. Get Rid of Your AK for Your AR-15, and he's saying this is a tyrannical government? You know, I'd like to point out to Piers Morgan about the gun issue. They had that...
hacking?
That soldier that got hacked to death.
We should really ban meat cleavers.
Yes. Cutlery's got to go.
Yeah. But and all those people who are watching, they definitely should not have guns because they could have protected or killed this guy.
That's my point exactly. Now, you see, this is what no concealed carry does for you. They get to stand around and just take out their cell phones and from a safe distance.
Can you believe that?
They can videotape this thing, you know, and nobody has to get involved, and they can watch this guy get hacked to death. No concealed carry in that country. Guns are almost non-existent in that country. Now they'll probably, I mean, if it was this country, they'd be blaming it on the meat cleaver.
Hey, by the way, speaking of Chris Matthews, did you ever hear what my encounter with Chris Matthews was all about?
No, I didn't, Bob. What'd you do to Chris Matthews?
It's been a while, but... Me and Chris have a little bit of a history together. No, I was never an intern for Chris Matthews, but a couple years ago when September 11th was coming around, they had to hide in the propaganda, and they had the whole Pastor Terry Jones scandal. You remember Terry Jones?
Yes, I do.
Well, Terry Jones is here in my backyard, and we decided that we'd go and check things out. And this was at a time where every single lamestream media outlet in the world was there covering this guy's proposed plan to light the Quran on fire. And it was a bunch of propaganda. It turns out that the resolution that was developed when they had the leader from that major mosque in New York come down was all contrived, and that leader from the mosque was really a paid informant of the CIA. Minor detail. But anyways, right when Pastor Terry Jones was giving his press conference the day of or the day before they were going to light the Korans on fire, we walked behind him with a giant 9/11 truth, Building 7 controlled demolition sign. And because it was on all the major TV networks, it was on live on whatever network Chris Matthews on, and he interrupted the broadcast to point out that we were there, that all the crazies were there, as he says, the whole loony bin, and then he even took the time to explain our position for us, which was very nice of him, saying we were of the controlled demolition school of thought. So there you go. That's my brief encounter with Chris Matthews. What a nice guy. When we come back, more with Ken from the Information Nation. Stand by.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now,
isn't what we're building for.
That's 800-313-9443, the toll-free number to join us. We're talking with Ken from the Information Nation. Ken does a radio show on Sunday nights at the Orion Broadcasting Network. And your website, Ken?
TheInformationNation.com.
TheInformationNation.com. How easy to remember. We'll take your calls on anything that we're not covering, and anything that we are covering as well, of course. Your comments. Are you upset that I know I teased the fact that the Boy Scouts have lifted their ban on gay marriage. I know you really wanted to hear us do a whole hour expose on that topic. And I apologize for not getting to that. But we have bigger fish to fry, or bigger or smaller fish to teach how to retract themselves from predators. Right?
Yes, we do.
If somebody hasn't been listening, they're probably saying, what the hell is he talking about?
How about $10 million for Pakistani Sesame Street?
What?
Yep. We dropped 10 mil on Pakistan to come up with, to have Sesame Street. That's because after funding the Pakistani mango growers, the government felt it needed to spend some money and some time.
Well, they instead of calling it Sesame Street, they should call it Poppy Street.
Well, they're calling it Sim Sim Humara
for the Pakistani market, but it's basically that. They've also got, there was one on here I really needed to tell you about. Well, they got $550,000 for Rock and the Kremlin, a documentary how rock and roll contributed to the end of the Cold War. But there was one on here, I got such a list of these things, it's unbelievable. $484,000 for pizza. Mellow Mushroom Pizza Bakers in Arlington, Texas, an outlet known for its tongue-in-cheek references to drug and hippie culture. Feds gave them a grant of $484,000.
We used to have a Mellow Mushroom Pizza here in this college town, and the owner was a cokehead, and he had to go under the bus. they got pretty good pizza.
How about $100,000 for a celebrity chef show in Indonesia? I can't make this stuff up, guy. I'm sorry, Bob. I'm not making this stuff up. And this was all reported by CBS News. Not to mention that there's a book out there, 100 of the, what in the heck did they call it? I got the book here somewhere. Let me call it up here and we'll take a look at it. But it's 100 of the government's most wasteful 2011. The Waste Book, a guide to some of the most wasteful and low priority government spending in 2011. And it's put out by Senator Tom Coburn. And this was put out in December 2011. I understand he puts one out every year with everything in here where the government just wastes money, just throws it away. And like I said, I can't make this stuff up. Presidential election campaign fund, $380,000. Politicians partying on the taxpayer's dime. I mean, what in the heck? Poor planning hobbles Air Force Green Energy Effort, Department of Defense, $14 million. And it just goes, like I said, it just goes on and on. A bridge to nowhere, $15.3 million. That's the one they were going to build up in Alaska that nobody wanted or needed. So, you know, you can't make this stuff up, Bob. It's our government gives me more material than I know what to do with. And I'll tell you, a two-hour show on Sunday just is not enough time to cover all of this stuff. Half the time I'm doing it over 2 weeks or 3 weeks because it just keeps on coming.
Maybe you should get a grant to expand your radio show.
I was thinking on contacting them and telling them that I want to research the sex life of a ping pong ball. I figured that ought to be worth about $500,000.
The sex life of a ping pong ball. Who knows? It's possible with all the aforementioned issues that they're funding. It's not unfeasible to think that actually might work.
Well, I might get $100,000 because there's $113,277 for video games. The International Center for the History of Electronic Games got the money to conduct a detailed conservation survey of video games. But you can't have an air traffic controller. So I guess air traffic controllers are not important. We've got to know about video games and little fish that have to stay away from predators and Sesame Street, Rock and the Kremlin. $702,000 to Vietnam so they could bring television to Vietnamese villages. Why don't they bring television to their own villages? Why do we have to do this? It's unbelievable. And there was just a thing now, was reported earlier today. Apparently Bernanke has given $1 trillion to the European common market or whatever the heck it is there to help them with their problems. It's like we have an unfettered amount of money in this. Well, we do. We have a printing press. If it runs out of ink, we're going to have a problem. It's not so much the money that we need, it's the ink and the paper that we need. But can it get any more bizarre, Bob?
Every day I wake up and the system hasn't collapsed, I wonder what's happening. I just can't believe that this house of cards can last much longer. You know, there's going to come a point where something's got to budge.
Well, you know, they're already talking about this the market, the way it is. I mean, it looks like somebody is manipulating the precious metals market because you can't keep printing all of this money
which actually devaluates your dollar, and then the gold and the silver markets are going down. It makes no sense. It's totally illogical as what's going on. So it has to be manipulation by somebody.
What's gold at? 1300?
Pardon?
You know what's what gold is at? 1300?
Yeah, a little closer to 1400. It was up at 1700 for a while.
Right.
And silver was up at over 40, and now it's down around 22.
Yikes. Well, if you were to have invested in gold when I really first started to research it, I believe the prices then were $600 an ounce.
Oh, a couple of years ago was done. Let me see. About 5 years ago, it was about $200 an ounce.
5 years ago, it was $200 an ounce?
Yeah, around five to seven years ago, it was about $200, $280 an ounce. And now it's at, like I say, almost $1,400, and for a while it was up at $1,700 an ounce.
So what stock can you think of that has had such a great return over 7 years?
Oh, none. None whatsoever. But that's why I'm saying it. Russia is was ordered to buy 550 metric tons of gold. Putin told the Russians to do that. The Chinese are buying tons of gold. The Chinese people are buying gold. The Indian people are buying gold. In India, they love gold and silver. So the supply is going down, but so is the price. That doesn't make sense. You know, normally in a supply and demand type of deal, when the demand goes up and the supply goes down, the price goes up. And it's totally out of whack as to what's going on with the precious metals market. And it's the same thing with oil. Oil has been fluctuating up, and I watch the market quite a bit. Oil has been kind of holding steady, going up a little bit, going down a little bit. You can see it at your gas pump. You know, you drive by. This morning it was $4.20. This afternoon it was $3.99. But the point being is we've got so much oil in the ground, the supply is just, I mean, it's a glut of oil, but the price keeps either going up or it just hangs up. Price of a barrel of oil should be dropping down, but it's not.
Well, there's not enough dinosaurs because that's where oil comes from, right?
Yeah, I'll buy
dinosaur fossils.
Yeah, I'll buy that for a buck.
And I want to make a point about gold because I'm not a big fan, to be honest. Yeah, it's a good investment as long as we have the system that we have currently. But in all actuality, when you know what hits the fan, are you going to be able to eat that gold?
Oh, no, I agree with you 100%. The first thing you've got to do is you've got to load up on food.
Yeah.
And then you've got to load up with some way to protect that food. I mean, gold and silver are probably three or four on the priority list. You need shelter. You need food, you know, you need a way to protect your family because if people think if this economy comes crashing down and you want to know what the end result is going to be, just go back a couple of years to when Katrina hit New Orleans and look at the video from that where people were breaking store windows, stealing everything, and people were talking about gunfire in the neighborhood, and then people in the police in New Orleans confiscated all the guns. So if you think you're going to be safe, think again.
Yeah, I hope people consider that. I know there's a big push for gold. And then the other thing is, I don't know if you've ever heard that this technology exists, but from what I understand, there's technology out there that can extract the elements from seawater. With a square mile of ocean seawater, they could produce more gold than has ever been harvested on the Earth.
I don't know if they can really do that. I know that back during World War II, the Nazis were looking into that, but I don't really see how that could be done. I'd really have to see something a little bit more concrete.
So let's say, that's up for debate perhaps, but let's say they could do that. Would they do that? And whoever they may be? No, because A, the price to do it would be much more expensive than it is to harvest it from the ground. And B, if they were to be able to create such an abundance, it would create a huge downswell in the price.
And C, they could not be able to manipulate the markets the way they do.
Exactly. So even if that technology exists, I don't know that we would ever see it being used. And if it does exist, I mean, what would we need to use it for? Gold is, yeah, okay, maybe there's some conduction properties from silver and computing and that kind of thing. But really, it's shiny and it's a rare metal, but does it serve any other practical purpose besides that?
Well, it works real well in electronics. You know, silver is good. Gold is even better. That's why a lot of times when you buy connectors and stuff like that and you see that they're gold plated, that's because it's just a fantastic conductor. But other than that, I can't, you know, I guess probably the main thing is if let's look at it this way. If the United States stamped out a 10-cent gold coin and the Europeans stamped out a 10-cent gold coin, it wouldn't matter where you spent it because the value would be the same in any country in the world. You wouldn't have this exchange rate, which also stops people from manipulating the money market. And it would take away the dollar's control as the main currency of the world. Because if everybody's, you know, saying, hey, okay, you know, one 100th of an ounce is 10 cents. And they started stamping out, you know, 10 cent coins, 50 cent coins. The value of the money would stabilize and you wouldn't have all of these fluctuations. They want those fluctuations because they can play the money market, play on the exchange rates, and people make millions in a day with playing these exchange rates. I mean, you know, people think, you know, oh yeah, I made $10,000 today. It's peanuts. These really, really wealthy and in the know people that manipulate these markets are making millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars in a day or a week just by manipulating the market. And if nobody believes that, go look up George Soros and what he did when he crashed England's economy.
Well, what about Martha Stewart? Come on, Ken. She's the real white-collar criminal. You know, she's the one that deserves the prison sentence. All these other people, you know, they're not as important as Martha Stewart.
Now Martha Stewart, not the heck with her. The guy that really needs to go to jail is, what's his name? Not Cheech Martin, but his partner, Tommy Chong, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Smoked a little bit of weed and admitted it on TV. I'm surprised that they haven't got him up for the death penalty by now.
Well, the other thing is he has prostate cancer, from what I understand.
I heard he got rid of that by smoking weed.
No, not smoking it. He got rid of it with the oil, Ken, from Rick Simpson, who we've had on the show. And the oil helped cure him of the illness. And that we can't have. I mean, that alone is worthy of a jail sentence because allopathic medicine needs to continue to propagandize us to poison ourselves with chemotherapy and cut ourselves and radiate ourselves. The idea that we have somebody who is curing himself with a plant, how dare he? Put him in a cage.
Well, you know, I was thinking on going into the field of medicine, but nobody really wanted to be cut and have leeches put on their body anymore. I can't figure that out. I thought that was the way to do it, wasn't it? To bleed people and to put leeches on them to suck out the poisons in their blood, to purify their blood. You know, let's talk about being ridiculous with these big pharmaceutical companies. Half the time they take no time at all to produce a drug. They put it on the market. And if you really listen to what they say on their ads on TV, you know, they tell you, hey, it'll help you with your depression. You might have signs of depression. You might have signs of suicide. You might, you know, after effects of this drug are worse than the drug. It's worse than the disease it's trying to cure. So why are we messing around with all of this stuff? We have natural plants out there that can heal people. They'll take care of depression on people. The holistic or the natural medicines out there are a heck of a lot more valuable. But you can't make a ton of money on a drug
that somebody can
throw in their backyard.
Yeah, that's the problem. The pharmaceutical industrial complex can't profit from it to the same degree, so therefore it's a real issue.
Oh, we'd have to get rid of the Food and Drug Administration too. What will we need them for? You know, what do I need the Food and Drug Administration for if I'm growing something in the backyard and then I take the leaves out and I cook it up myself and I take it and I'm healthy?
Well, the FDA is a topic we've covered on the show. We've had Jonathan E. Mord on, and we've discussed what kind of an agency they really are. It's a rogue agency with no oversight. There's no checks and balances. They kind of, you know, do their own thing. They'll come in with guns, big guns. They have the authority to police us and put us in a cage as well if we don't follow their regulations. And they're beholden to the pharmaceutical industrial complex and to others like Monsanto, and the list goes on. And the former chief of Monsanto, chief lawyer, is now one of the heads at the FDA. Go figure. All right, final segment. When we come back in just a moment, Ken from the Information Nation, our guest tonight.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt, chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
All right, thanks for coming on tonight, Ken. I appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun. TheInformationNation.com, your website, right?
Yes, sir. And we run the show every Sunday night at, 10 to 12, or no, 9 to 11 Eastern Time and 8 to 10 Central Time on Orion. We have a good time with that show, too. We cover a variety of topics, anything from some serious stuff such as gun control or the hacking death of this this young man over in England, all the way to stuff like we were talking about tonight, you know, wasteful government spending. We cover it all. It's terrible because 2 hours once a week, you know, it's hard to cover everything because it just keeps on coming. I mean, it's, you know, our government, with what they do, they're just a gift that keeps on giving, if you know what I mean.
I'm at your website right now, and I'm looking through your stories here. I see you've been covering the IRS madness, which is just a symptom, as far as I'm concerned. The fact of the matter is the entire agency is a rogue, criminal, mafia-like agency.
Oh, yeah. There's another one. There's nobody controlling it. It's just out there.
But I plead the fifth.
I drank the fifth.
Did you? I knew you sounded a little tipsy.
Yeah, I'm always drinking the fifth. You know, I also post my shows on the website, so if somebody wants to go there, and I also have an iTunes page that, you know, they can download the shows if they want and listen to them at their leisure. So, but we just, like I say, you know, we just keep, I try to put the articles up there that are related, but so absurd that people go, no, man, this can't be true, you know, like the United States of Europe or, next one, the IRS targeted groups that criticize the government, IG report says. You know, a lot of people won't believe this stuff because they're stuck in that paradigm of the government wouldn't do this. And I'm sorry to tell them, but yeah, the government will do it. What makes this government any different than any other one? We're becoming more tyrannical than anything else.
Exactly. I see on your website you also have a letter here for people who want to refuse the smart meters.
Yes.
And we found out that we have a smart meter. And I've been pretty pissed about it ever since I realized I had it. And I called up the utility company, and they won't take it out, no matter what I do. They said the only option is to not have power with us. So once it's installed, you're screwed, folks.
Well, it's hard to get the smart meters off and get them off your house. But if you... you know, if you download the letter and just, you know, put in your energy company's name, your name, and it will tell them in no uncertain terms that you don't want a smart meter on your house, why you don't want it, and just, you know, you can cut and paste it to a Word program or whatever, fill it out, you know, sign it, and send it to them.
Yeah. Well, I think it's important that people are aware of the smart meter issue because it's one that deserves our attention. It's a safety factor, it's a privacy violator, it's a health issue, and the list goes on and on. Ken, great to have you on tonight. It's a pleasure. TheInformationNation.com, his website. Folks, we'll be back at it tomorrow night. Love you guys. Take care.
Them crazy, we're gonna chase those crazy ballheads out of town. Chase those crazy.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
Now more.